Okay, hello you guys. Welcome to tonight's membership call. We have one more after tonight. And then the membership is being closed as of today by Michael. So nobody else will be able to join since we're now less than 30 days from closure in a sense. So as you probably know, the membership back end will be available to you guys indefinitely, so you can start to finish to download all of those MP3s and videos and whatever else you got for your monthly drips. And I recommend that you definitely download the Inner Conclave. I forgot what it was, but we had initials for it. ICC, I think. This was back in... we did 6 calls, I think, in 2019. These were out-of-body visualizations to the temple. So I highly suggest that you download it and listen to them again, because I don't think you guys got it the first time. So anyway, you should have gotten the newsletter today, tonight, for December. And I am now officially in beta test for my mentorship program. Mostly though right now, private one-on-one mentoring work. So that's going to probably eventually replace the healing sessions, but both are still going to be on Zoom video. And our last meeting, Kimberly T from Philadelphia will be speaking on soul language. And I highly recommend you guys contemplate getting at least one session from her. It's been very clarifying for me, and Michael's gonna have his session, in 6 days on December 8th. Anyway, check the chat notes, and I guess we'll get started. This is gonna be open-ended, and I like your sharings on perhaps how the membership program has helped you, what you got out of it, what you liked best from it, and begin to come to closure with this level of quantum application. Okay, and you can always email me and Michael on your feedback from the membership program. And I can't believe that I'm doing this for almost 3 years. So it appears I'm graduating from offering this. So we're gonna be on to our next level. Mentorship and special online series as opposed to single events. But we will do the eclipses next year and Lionsgate 11/11 and 12/12 and maybe the solstices and equinoxes. We'll see if there's anything. Oh, by the way, you guys, make a note of this. January 11th and 12th is a very big day for the planet. And we'll be doing evening activation on the 12th, January 12th. It's gonna be a very big event energetically. It's gonna be a tag along to the winter solstice, December 21st, really big event, really big. Maybe the biggest event we've had in our history, believe it or not, but at least for this year and probably for this century, and decade. Yeah, century's only 20 years old. Wow, imagine that. Hey, can you believe it's gonna be almost tax time? I just did my taxes and wow, it's gonna be a new year pretty soon. So buckle your seatbelts. Okay, you can unmute yourself or raise your hand and I'll unmute you. Whatever you want to share, whatever you want to do tonight. And hello, Nancy and Lorraine. Wow, we're up to 20 now. And Tim's walking around, dog's following him. Dog got on the couch. Oh, dog's gonna come over by the computer. Oh, he's gonna get on his lap. He's on his lap. Whoa, he's a little bit heavy. He looks like a bulldog or something like that. Yeah, he's got a lot of energy. Can't stay on the lap.
Yeah, she's a 50 pounder. She's a pit bull.
Oh, pit bull, uh-huh.
But you were kind of like half right.
Yeah.
Any dog mixed with a bulldog is a pit bull.
So. Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah, same here. Do you have any questions, any sharings? This is going to be our last full membership call because next and last meeting of the membership, we're going to have a guest presenter and Michael will also talk to you guys as well. Okay. Do you have anything you want to share, Tim?
Not off the top of my head. There's not much up there.
No, that's why, man. Nothing's growing up there.
Exactly. Down here?
Yeah.
I can grow hair anywhere but top of my head. So.
Okay. Well, you can go to Hair Club for Men, I think it is. Yeah. And you can have them take all the hair off your chin and put it on top and the sides of your head.
Perfect.
All right. Good to go. I'm going to mute you then. What's Nancy doing? She's got her fingers in her mouth. Looked like she was eating an apple.
No, I was pondering.
Oh, you were pondering. Okay, continue to ponder. Okay, we're up to 21. Anything you guys like to share? Look at the chat notes. Oh God, let me go get the chat notes again. Where are the chat notes? Let's see, there's the chat notes. So how does
Kenji? It?
Oh, hold on a second.
All right.
Okay, I think I did it now. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Kenji. This has been quite a year, at least for me, let me look at it that way. And I'm a little bit concerned, you know, that, well, I guess it's more or less a psychological kind of question.
Okay.
In that it looks to me like we are so locked in telling lies. I mean, there's nobody who's honest. I mean, almost everything that we do. I mean, three or four sentences out of the four, at least three of them will be lies. Why are we doing all this? What is it for?
Say that again, because I didn't understand everything.
Okay. I'm saying that this is more or less a psychological kind of question in that it involves everything that we've done so far this year. Of course, not only this year alone, but in continuity of human life. It looks like we are locked in just telling lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. I mean, we're never honest. What is wrong? What is wrong with human being?
Well, you got to remember, and I have to be careful with the phrases because we are being monitored. It is obvious to all of us here on this call and probably everybody in the membership that those that control the world are not very honest. And that's putting it very politely. And why they've been able to get away with this for all these centuries is beyond me, because in my opinion, their contract has already expired and they all need to retire now to do a different job, shall we say. So you got to remember that mainstream media controls all, well, they're the effect of the censorship. So basically, if, as you know, if you don't want people to know anything, then you don't put it on the news and you don't put it in newspapers or magazines to keep everybody in the dark. So you understand that. So part of our problem as awakening souls, not only is to help these people to wake up, but only when they ask, or else you'll probably get a slap in the face, right? For sharing your opinion. But we're also here to help Gaia as well as ourselves make the ascension into 5D and beyond. So understand that those that aren't willing to move into 5D will not be here. They're going to go. And that's part of the agreement. So those that, what shall we say, those that carry an open heart will be here and will be part of the ascension, will be part of the awakening. Those that refuse the light, so to speak, they won't be here. They either won't be allowed to come back or they will maybe mysteriously make transition, but their time is basically up. So just know that on one level, it seems like we've lost the war, but we really haven't. They want you to believe, they want all of us to believe that it's as serious as they say on the news, which you know is not true. But one way to create a pandemic, right, is to create fear. And how, meditate on this, you guys, how many of those that supposedly died from this thing that's going around on the planet actually died from what they say that they died from, as opposed to other causes? And of those that died directly, how many died from fear? How many of those cases could you say was caused by fear, which caused their immune system to basically collapse? You know that fear lowers your immune system, lowers your chi. It affects your kidneys and your spleen. So the more people fear, oh, I'm going to get this and die, or I've already got this, because they said, pretend that you already have the illness. See, it's all propaganda. If you study how Germany did propaganda, how China does it, and North Korea, any communist, Marxist, socialist country, they use propaganda to control the people and put them into fear. They're doing such a good job right now that if you took a poll and could survey everybody on the planet, I bet you half the people would say they're scared to death. They're scared that they're going to get it and die. And the other 50% either go, no, no way, or they're kind of undecided, but still a bit nervous and anxious. So my feeling is, I looked at this last couple of days, that I bet you a lot of these folks died directly from fear, which caused their body to go into panic, into respiratory arrest or cardiovascular arrest or kidney failure. So think about that, you guys. So you know that they know how to work energy. And as you know, they do it for selfish reasons, right? But is Custer's last stand? Yeah. It's going to appear very, very worse than it actually is. And the poop hasn't hit the fan yet, as we say. But I think it might sometime next year. And the election results, that's still up in the air. But we shall see. I make a prediction. We shall see in March who's going to be running our country. But in any case, you don't buy into the fear. You're not going to buy into the fear because that's what they want you to do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, with the work that you are doing, helping us in this quantum leap of human consciousness, you would think, you know, that at least, I mean, those of us, you know, who are on this path, I mean, we'll at least have the consciousness of recognizing, you know, that, I mean, there's fairness in this life. There has to be a certain amount of fairness, a certain amount of truthful deduction, or even in an ordinary conversation, just be honest, just be straightforward. It doesn't look like even some of us on this path, I mean, have difficulties being able to be truthful.
Well, as we've talked about this whole year, this lockdown is bringing up everybody's core issues, everybody's shadow, unconscious beliefs, suppressed emotions, hidden traumas, family issues, marriage issues, being alone issues, spiritual path issues. What am I going to do next? Hey, I just lost my job. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Right? But here's the deal. We're all supported somehow. Magically, we're supported. You know, I hear all these horrendous stories of like, okay, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be like totally broke. I'm already in debt. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know if I'm where I'm going to be living. I don't know about my car. I don't know about paying insurance, all of that, right? But somehow people make it out of it. Or they'll choose to make transition. So if any of you guys know people that are like maybe on the verge of going, like are in a rest home, nursing home, in the hospital, or home in bed with maybe a serious illness or some kind of severe injury or some kind of psychic trauma. What was my point? Forgot what my point was. But look at it this way, Essien. Supposedly now there are no victims, right? So we're all choosing how we're going to experience this whole situation on the planet. So some are choosing very consciously and others have no clue that their intentions create their reality. In fact, most people don't understand that. And remember, people are still tribe in a sense of follow orders, right? Do as we tell you to do. Don't do as I do, because these governors are getting caught, right? But anyway, this is a test of faith, you guys. This is a test in believing in the human spirit, although it looks very ugly at the moment. And it's unfortunate that people do have to lie. But understand that all this corruption is being exposed on purpose. So just look at it like a game that people are playing out. And you're the voyager, right? You're not involved in this. You're seeing this for what it is. And like the movie, The Matrix, you're going to somehow get out of the Matrix. Most people don't even realize they're in the Matrix and being influenced and controlled and manipulated and taught how to believe. Go back and watch the movie, the first movie. It's so symbolic. And Keanu Reeves is going to come out with Matrix 4 this spring. That's the rumor. I'm going to definitely go see it. Even if they don't allow crowds in theaters, we'll sneak into the theater, we'll steal the projector, and we'll watch the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry. In spite of what's going on, don't worry. Because they want you to worry. They want you to worry that, oh man, this is all messed up, man. And I don't know if this is ever going to be solved on a planetary human level. You just know that it is. So the more positivity that you have, all of us, the more we're going to see new earth.
Yeah.
New earth. Now that can actually be a planet that we're going to migrate to in the fifth dimension, or this planet as we have known it will be moved into the fifth dimension and we'll be with that voyage. Okay, and those that don't align with this, they're not going to be able to go on the voyage.
Yeah,
they will go to another planet, as is rumored. They will go to another planet to work out their stuff amongst themselves. Light workers won't have to go there, right?
Yeah.
So these are options.
Yes.
Okay. Just don't get depressed.
No. Okay. No.
Who's that person that asked about depression and all that? Where are you again? Was that you, Wendy?
It was me.
Okay. Now you want to share it again for the group?
Okay. So I am not normally a depressed person. Okay. I mean, I just keep rolling with whatever rolls and stuff. And recently I've been extremely tired, which I did some traveling, but I don't think it's that. I'm cautious about how large the groups are that I'm involved with. I can do people in groups and, you know, stuff like that, but I'm not getting into like the busy part of everything. And I'm awake between 3 and 4, listening to your meditations. But I noticed yesterday and today, and I did have somebody who was ready to transition and passed that was a good friend, 45 year friend that passed on Saturday. But I got depressed, the depressed feelings yesterday and some today. And I started to think, oh, well, I should go do this or that. And I thought, oh no, you should just sit here and work with this. So I don't really know if it's mine, or is it the collective, or is it something that I'm just having to go through, or is it what everybody's sort of feeling? Does that make any sense?
All four.
All four.
Yes. Okay. All of the above.
Okay.
Some of that depression might be from your friend that just passed, but know that some people are now so empathic, and here's where the challenge is. Some people become so empathic, they either can't be around people, period, right? You literally have to stay home. And they're having a bit of a challenge with feeling what everybody else is feeling, especially since the elections and all that's become of that. So part of being empathic, well, it's not to feel everybody's stuff. You don't want to do that because then you'll never get to sleep every night.
Right. And I didn't know that I wouldn't necessarily call myself empathic because I still haven't opened everything, which you and I discussed in the session. But is it possible that that's what part of it is I'm just collecting it?
Well, you don't want to collect it.
No, but I mean, am I just feeling it and now yeah. I'm realizing that
let it pass through you, but create the intention that you don't have to experience that to know what people are going through or how to help them. See, that's okay. The healer's dilemma in a way. They okay. become to where they literally absorb other people's energies and have a hard time clearing themselves, or they have to do it so much that, you know, life becomes sometimes not very fun and enjoyable.
Okay, so if it's something that I'm not used to, that I have to.
You want to use knowingness instead of your taking on other people's emotions and thoughts and projections to know how to help them or to know where they're at. So to know where they're at is a much better place to be in rather than feeling where people are at or even hearing the thoughts of other people, which could drive you nuts.
Okay.
Right. And some people are opening up and they can't control their abilities. So they are hearing stuff and they're seeing stuff and they can't turn it off. And then worst case scenario, they have to go see a psychiatrist and get medications and or spend time in the psych hospital. But that really
I'm not there.
Not that you're going to go there. But, you know, some younger people, yeah, end up that way. And it's because they don't have guidance and they don't have an understanding of what's happening. So you guys, I think part of the membership program was to help you on some level to begin to help others that are moving through the shift and absolutely don't know what's happening and are confused. But they just need a little guidance. They need a little, besides support, they need to know that they're not going crazy. That this is part of opening up into the higher dimensions. So you have to master all these dimensions to be in the fifth dimension and beyond. Each, like going into the sixth, seventh, eighth, every time you move up, you have to master that level that you're on in order to proceed. And that's basically becoming the master of energies and vibrations, not only personally, but in your tribe, your community, your business, where you live, your country and the globe, and then all those souls that are off planet. So yeah, it's quite an undertaking to be what they call an ascended master on this plane.
Okay, so it's not so much that I or we are.
And that to me is easy. But you have an ascended master come down and live in Earth like we are. Now that's a different story. That's a very different story. And you got to remember, those that have attained their enlightenment before didn't have to go through what we're going through. This is like probably the worst of the worst. And you're going to see it play out. You're going to see the forces that are at play even do more bizarre stuff. Are they going to try to? And people are going to say, no more, no more, no more. We're not doing it. And you don't have the manpower to put us all in jail. So there.
Right.
Right. They use extreme examples and put on the news to scare you.
Right.
Right.
Which is where the untruths come that the other gentleman mentioned. They're giving us untruths in many situations.
All situations is all fake news. Look at it this way. Anything that's on the evening news is fake news, pretty much. And distorted to make you believe a certain way. That's what they do. But they're not supposed to. Journalists and media originally was meant to be neutral news. In other words, present the facts. Don't present all these fake news stuff, right? But now they're doing that.
Okay, so the depression or those feelings are not necessarily really depression or feelings that are for me or us as individuals, but it's more of a collective.
Yeah, you're feeling in part the depression of the world.
Okay.
As a whole, if you take everybody's fear and depression and anxiety right now, all their stress, you put in a little ball and it's thrown your way right towards your head chakras.
Okay.
And it passes through, you go, wow, why am I so depressed right now?
Okay. So what should we do?
Well, create the intention that you're not going to draw that energy to you.
Okay.
And in the meantime, if it does come, you just let it pass through you.
Okay. So just know it's not ours.
Correct. If you experience something and you can't manage it or heal it, it's not your energy. This goes with illnesses in the body. Okay, hold on, Christina. This goes with illnesses in the body. The people try and try and try to heal and it's still there. Well, it's probably not their energy and that's why it can't be healed. You can heal anything that you self-create because you created it, right? But can you heal somebody else's pain that you took on? That's the question, right? Yeah, because it's not your job to. But healers traditionally have been taught to do that. Empaths and oracles and channelers have been taught to do that.
Okay.
But that's the old way. Thank you. We don't do that anymore. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I hope that was helpful.
You're not going crazy, but if you think you are, I have a good psychiatrist I can refer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I don't know any psychiatrists, but I do know a great medical doctor, and she's kind of dozing off on her couch right now. Oh, she just woke up. She's doing her hair.
Okay. I appreciate the insight.
Huh?
I appreciate the insight. Hopefully it was helpful to others.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can unmute yourself or mute yourself. Okay, Christina, you can unmute yourself.
Hi, Kenji. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. How come you're on two screens?
Because frequently one of the computers drops. That's why.
Oh, God. Now she's teleporting or creating a double. Look, you guys, he created her double on Zoom. It's on the recording. This is good.
Frequently one drops, so I'm so sorry.
That should give you an idea of how to bilocate, actually.
Well, it's interesting. I've discovered that it's enabled me to stay on, you know, a session. You know, if one drops, that I can still, I'm still on, okay. I'm still able to continue. So I'm out of a big city, so sometimes things go a little weird. And
okay.
Anyhow, hi. So thank you for doing this. Kendra, I almost don't even know what to say anymore because the energies are so high that in some ways I feel like I'm really being blown apart by them. And either I am in complete calm and all of the chaos around me isn't affecting me, or I am so overblown by... let's say someone who may be mentally unbalanced, you know, in the next room, you know, that I'm in absolute terror and can't stop shaking. And I've been working with breath to center through the body, like up from above down and then a couple of feet into the earth to, you know, exhale, you know, that, you know, do that a few times and then just keep doing like through the nose and trying to build that whole center core in, you know, of light and of my own presence in my own physical body. And I was really hoping that you can help with this because there's some very extreme situations going on in my life that I do have to, you know, interact with to continue on the physical level. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what the outcomes will be, either financial or where I'm living or anything. And I must be able to go beyond that place of empath and the multidimensionality of experiencing all into holding through that oneness and that strength and the breathing and the being. So whatever you can do to help me with all of this and that I'm just not as affected by fields of others and that I'm in total trust that God has this and things will be fine. Just know in advance, claim it is fine. God has this. So whatever you can do to help with all of that, thank you.
No, not really, because you just said, you just gave yourself the answer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Remember we talked about there comes a point, not with everybody, but in part of the dark night of the soul, sometimes you feel so desperate, I suppose, kind of like without any kind of understanding of how you're going to get out of this situation. And mm-hmm. That's the time when you have to give up everything to God or your concept of what God is. So you're taking the burden off your personality self, your individual self, and you're mm-hmm. giving it over to your I am, which knows how to handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to know how you're going to pay next month's rent.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you keep the faith and belief,
mm-hmm.
you are divinely guided and protected. You are. But every time you doubt that, then you get out of that space, even for a moment of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you experience doubt, go back into trust and faith.
Okay. Because there's something that's been showing up globally now, which I had never really noticed before. And that's like globally in terms of my little world on the physical level. And that is people really taking advantage of me financially, either stealing from me or, you know, not maintaining not delivering on the contracts, or including landlords not fulfilling leases and, you know, demanding rent when things aren't being fulfilled. I mean, all kinds of things. And then not communicating with it about it. And then I'll go into fear. Well, you know, it's COVID and I may not have a place to live, or, you know, with my mother's estate, everything being stolen, or with my art being stolen. It's just, there's like a whole little nut thing there.
So,
we do need money to live on the physical level. And I've bartered for a lot in my life with art.
Or miracles.
Miracles. Absolutely.
Yeah. So be open to exchanging labor and services for a living situation out on the land with animals in a place that's definitely more peaceful than where you are now. You open yourself up to all possibilities.
Mm-hmm. That made me feel better as soon as you said
out how you're going to get out of this dilemma. You'll be in the matrix, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
God can get you out of the matrix. So you got to give everything over to a more universal presence, shall we say? So that takes the burden off your ego, off your individual self.
Mm-hmm.
Just give okay. over everything to the Lord, as they say in church. And I don't go to church.
Okay.
Because the Lord knows, right? So yeah. You ask to be guided every day. Ask to be guided, ask what to say and when and to whom. So you're using your discernment again. Now, in your meditations, you have to stand strong in yourself and say, no more bullshit. No more taking advantage of me. No more stealing my money. No more lying to me. No more anything. It is not allowed anymore in my reality. You have to affirm that very strongly.
Okay. Okay.
So that you don't draw that energy to you every day. If mm-hmm. you say no to that energy, and a lot of workers have a problem with saying no. You have to say no just as often as you say yes.
Okay.
You have to say no to that energy, not allowed in my space.
Okay.
You come in here and I'm going to kick your ass. That's basically what you're going to say to these people telepathically. You're not taking advantage of me anymore. I'm going to kick your, you know what? I'll knock your lights out. You have to be that okay. strong with your energy and not be wishy-washy.
Okay.
Now that might seem rather harsh to you or extreme, but that will balance out your energies.
Mm. Okay.
Right?
Yep.
I'm not a victim anymore.
Yep.
So you can choose starting today to disengage from the victim archetype and the prostitute archetype. That's not so much a sexual level, but that's kind of symbology of giving over your values in order to survive on the planet, compromising your soul in a sense. In extreme yeah. case, selling your soul, S-E-N. It's like these people have sold their soul to money and power and greed. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I've done it out of fear. Acquiesced out of fear.
Greed out of fear is going to draw fear. So you yeah. have to remember that. Anything created out of love only brings that back to you tenfold.
Okay.
Do not make any decisions out of fear or anxiety, because it won't turn out, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Okay. So maybe this membership program for all these years is helping you folks to stand strong in the world. If that's the case, then we've done our job. Right, Cynthia? I'm talking to Cynthia. I don't know if she heard me. She's smiling though. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah, it really is. And this membership program has been so key for me, for my health, Kenji. It has been really miraculous. And I'm just so very, very, very grateful for you. And I've gotten so much stronger through your programs and through your work. And your words really cannot express how profoundly grateful I am and how much of a difference you've made in my life.
Thank you. That's what we're here for.
Thank you. God bless you.
And then we have Jan playing with her hair. She got caught. I see you guys. Well, not all of you. The ones that are on the phone, they're smart, Ryan. I can't see what they're doing. Hey, Jan, is there anything you want to share about the membership program or where you're at today or what's going on in the world or anything? This is our last full membership call.
Well, for me, I mean, I started with you. It's been years, right?
Mm-hmm.
going through the journey, and you know, flying out into outer space with my suit on, thank goodness. That really helped me get to a level that I needed to be at. And so, yeah. So it's helped me. And it's, you know, it's great to see all these people that you're helping as well, you know.
Well, that's what we're here. We're here to help each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have your not necessarily your family members, because they're the last to see things, generally speaking. But have your friends, your colleagues, have they seen a difference in you? Have they commented in little ways? acknowledging your shifts and your changes?
Yeah, they have. And personally, you know, I've gone through a lot. Mom passed in March. So, you know, there was all that going on too amidst all of this COVID thing. But I will say this, though, I do believe that my mom knew this was coming. And so,
your mom what?
My mom knew that this was coming.
Ah, okay.
Because she would not tolerate having a mask put over her face.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them if they tried to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So everything is divine timing, you know. I guess my note to Christina would be to just trust, you know, that everything will be okay, because it's when we start not trusting and starting to try and take control ourselves, right? That's when all our paradigms come in and all our doubts, and that's where we start facing our difficulties.
I think I told you guys some parts of my history, my backstory. And I swear, man, there have been many, many periods of months and years in my life, and my share of Dark Night of the Soul stuff, Saturn return, midlife crisis, all of that. I was not immune to it. And there were times where I didn't know how I was going to make it through. Especially when I declared bankruptcy. This was after a few years before of declaring a credit card debt resolution stuff. In which case, basically, I was left with no money, right? But so when I went through the bankruptcy, gave up my car. So at that point, my credit report was probably zero, or credit score is probably zero, right? Because the last thing you want on your credit report is bankruptcy or foreclosure on your home. Those are two really big negatives, so to speak. So anyway, I went a whole year not knowing how I was going to create more income for myself to pay for my living expenses. My friend offered, see, I didn't have to ask verbally, but she offered. She was the same one that used to give me massages and pay me $100 to give me a massage. She did that for 9 months. So this same person offered to take me shopping or wherever I needed to go about once a week. So she did that for almost a year. And how I was able to buy a new car after a year of bankruptcy, I have no idea. I don't know how I did that. Other than, I guess, my spiritual work started to take off more, and I was traveling a lot and doing retreats and was making money and realizing, wow, I have more money than I actually believe I have. But anyway, that's one big miracle for me. I don't know. But I just prayed every day. I prayed every day after I got up every morning. I would just pray for a resolution, a way out of my matrix of, it was probably pretty much total despair. Not that I was depressed, you know, because I had to work, right? But it was if you were to ask me, well, where are you going to be a year from now, Kenji? I go, well, I have no clue, man. I have no clue. That's where I was. I had no clue. I prayed every day. You better believe it.
But right, along with that, though, Kenji, was there a giving up to spirit and saying, okay, whatever you bring to me, it will come, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a controlling thing where I have to do this or I have to do that in order for things to work out okay. Because once I gave that up, because I did get a message when I was washing dishes and I was planning something out in my head, and they stopped me and they said, what are you doing? Stop.
Stop what?
Stop planning it. Stop. And then they said, how many times do we have to tell you this? And I was like, okay. I think I got it.
How many times do we have to tell you this, Jen?
They did. They said that. How many times do we have to tell you this? Stop it. So So what happened though, subsequently after that, there I was dealing with a couple of lawyers the next week. And you know, there's something else that came up that kind of, you know, totally was not normal, and it was not nice. It wasn't fun. But when I looked at it from the point of view where Spirit said, just let us handle it, I looked at it as, okay, you guys are, you're clearing the way now for me. You're taking all of this shit stuff off of my plate. And then what happened then the week after that is I started getting opportunities that were, that was much more beneficial to me, you know? And those things would not have been coming up for me had I not just said, okay, fine, you know, mm-hmm. just let it happen. Just do whatever. I give it to you. I trust.
Nice story.
Yeah. So easier said than done sometimes though, right? Because we are who we are, and we're going to do what we were taught all along, how to be, how to act. You know, how to
think. That's another thing you guys have to let go of, is how you were taught to do life from your parents.
Yeah.
Those things that didn't work for them. Not talking about things that do work really well. Right? So, it's like letting go of those conditionings from parents. Yep. Back when you could not say anything back because you were too young. But we incorporate these things. We see how mom does stuff. We see how dad does stuff. And then we see how they relate or don't relate with each other. We take all that in every day as a little kid, right? We know when they're arguing. We can feel that in our body. We don't feel good. So don't do that anymore. When people argue in front of you, don't take it internally and go, oh boy, woo, that's like really heavy, right? You don't have to do that anymore. Right, Randa? Where did everybody else go? Everybody that was on video went to phone. They all become invisible now. I can only just see their names. All right, I'm going to pick one. Katie, can you unmute yourself? You're on the phone. This is a test to see if they actually are there on the call. Or if they just called in and are doing the dishes now in another room. Okay, Randa, you can unmute yourself. I think you want to share something. You're getting a little antsy. Yeah, so unmute yourself. There you go. So Dr. Randa is in Canada. She's a Canadian Egyptian doctor, sometimes maybe an American doctor. And she has a holistic approach, and she's ready for new clients on Zoom calls. Okay, Randa, what do you want to share tonight?
You're so kind. You're way ahead of me. So I'm feeling discombobulated. So my head, since I started the call, is like, there's a ton of bricks, as if I feel a ton of bricks on my head.
Take the bricks off your head, put it over on the floor next to you. And ask whose is this?
Astral.
You know better than that.
I know. I know. Like all day long, I said, I'm not engaged with any astral. And I've walked away. But something keeps coming back and it's just hurting me. It feels painful.
Why don't you talk to that energy that you just took off your head and put down next to you on the floor?
Okay.
Tell it to go back to source, that it can reestablish its source connection and point physically in the air with your hand, the direction they need to go back to source. And then tell them, go now. any energy that comes into your space that feels always crummy.
Always in my space.
Huh?
Always in my space.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this all day long.
Yeah, you can't be doing this all day long forever. With
the soul language. It's the soul language, because the tip that the tool that you gave me about I'm not carrying anything that created.
That's not part of your agreement. That's
not part of the way I'm created.
Mm-hmm.
Agreements, well, I don't know what's what. I don't know what's what with my agreements. I'm not really sure. Everything's going on because I know my soul has started a new cycle of evolution, but it's like the old is still playing out. So I'm feeling like really empowered on a level of the knowing inside, but mm-hmm. the body's not connected to this knowing because it's still following the physical mind.
Why don't you connect the body to that knowing right now? Just do it right now. You can do it.
So what do I do with the physical mind? Because there's so many attachments and other people are hanging on to my energies. Almost like for dear life, you know, hitchhikers.
Yeah. No more.
Yeah, no more. So what do I do with the physical mind to... Because I've given it a new role of silent observer under command of high self. And I've commanded it out of the way. 1 minute, not even a minute. And it comes back.
Why don't you give it a more fun assignment?
Like what?
Go get you some brand new clients, patients.
Fun ones or demented ones?
Fun ones, of course.
Those I feel like the physical mind
are on the path. Yeah, no hitchhikers, of course. You're going to tell them no hitchhikers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No carpetbaggers. No riding my coattail. See, as a doctor, you were trained. This is subconscious.
I know. It's all subconscious stuff.
You were trained to, if not save people, definitely help them. But you weren't trained in a way that said, now, if you teach your patients how to become self-empowered, then you are truly a doctor of medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. I started doing this in the last 2 years, but the old keeps coming back. So growing up as a child, people would come to me with their problems for looking for me to fix them. Mm-hmm. Before I ever became a doctor. So if something was going on, I'm like, come fix my problems. And I had like so much problems growing up. Mm-hmm. Tons. They didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
So it's like there is a wounded healer and there is, you know, all the archetypes, energies are still lingering. Although I know it's not my truth.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I feel it's has to do with a role of clearing the collective unconscious. This is agreements, old agreements of clearing collective unconsciousness on many levels, whether it's familial, ancestral, it's just like, you know, the whole galaxy, let's just clear all the unconscious, but not at the expense of my well-being, and I can be aware of it, but I don't want to create a body in my electromagnetic field of my body from this. So there's, you know, there's some circuitry that needs tuning up, upgrades.
Why don't you revise your agreement to not include being a part of the galactic cleanup force?
Yeah.
That was the higher levels of the comedy team speaking.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I am like on a galactic level, I'm clearing out so much unconsciousness.
Why don't you allow your galactic self to take care of that level, yeah, to where it doesn't permeate down to this physical level here?
I allow. I've asked all that to be done, like the Ascension team, my Ascension committee or team, and also the multi-galactic.
Why don't you, in meditation, see if you can find your little sabotage, your little saboteur?
Oh, I've encountered it.
Huh?
And I've encountered it, but what's happening is, I don't want to get into a lot of the what's created this in my subconscious,
mm-hmm,
but it's got to do with some funky stuff. That's all I'm going to say. So it's just some electricity that came through my body that created some sensitivities to this stuff.
Why don't you uncreate it then?
Yeah.
Go back into that experience and uncreate
the... I've reversed the timelines and yeah, but something's... Through this meditation, something will come up for me. I'm asking for it, and it will. Mm-hmm. It will come up. I allow.
All right.
So I want to thank you for... I've been with this meditation group since our retreat and a little bit before that. So it's been about a year and a half, almost 2 years. And it's evolved in so many ways, and it's taught me that I am safe in opening up and talking about my experience and connecting out with others, because outside of this community, I really don't talk about my knowing about what we are truly. So this is created a great platform to express and to hear others' perspectives and to create this unity, a true unity. And I've really enjoyed it. And the interaction with you is just tremendous. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful. And I hope we continue to, you know, work together on whatever capacity it's going to be. And I want to thank you from my heart and everyone else. It's been wonderful. Really, it's taught me to grow and trust myself, even though all of this was going on, even from the beginning. But there's been a part that has really, really opened up and taken the light. And I feel so joyful, blissful, to the point of tears at times. And the comedy team, the Lovejoy team, well, the comedy team, then the Lovejoy team, I laugh so much, sometimes my face hurts. Really, it's pretty awesome. So it makes those hard times so much easier.
Yeah, it does.
Once they're gone. Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Happy to be of service, you guys. Lori? Lori in the cosmos. She's in the stars.
Yes, I am. That's home. I'm home. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been with you a long time, Kenji, and like everyone, I've really enjoyed. Oh, I enjoy everything. I think I heard you first on Sheila Gale's show. So you know how long that was ago.
Yeah, that's almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. So since then, well, you had me on that show and I just have been following you ever since.
Wow.
So that's why I live here now in the stars. Mm-hmm. I've been with you too long. Just kidding. No, I Yeah, I find that the same that everyone has been saying, this has not been, you know, an easy year, but I do feel like you do had said in the beginning that, you know, it is going to end for the highest good of all. And I have no doubt in my mind that it already's done. But to ride this these waves takes a lot of courage. And, you know, we all wouldn't be here if we didn't have the courage to do it. So I'm just grateful for everyone here on the call that is brave and riding this wave out to, you know, the highest and best outcome that we can't even imagine, because it's going to be better than we could ever even imagine.
Yep. That's what and, they say.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be beyond our imagination. So it doesn't look that way when we look around at, you know, everything that's happening. But I do believe that's just coming up to be healed, to be released. And just as it comes across my path, I just send it back to source and know that it's already done. So I stopped a long time ago trying to do anything by myself. I just witness it, see it, feel it, like you said, let it go through and back to source. And so I did it for so long, it's automatic now. But I have felt all these other things before as well, the heaviness and everything, you know, years ago. But yeah, I don't anymore, because you can just hand it all over. And just, there's so much beauty around that I just focus on that. And as the interference comes in, it's just like the radio gets a little, you know, goes off if you go through something that it interferes with. So the song is all, you know, gone for a second and then it's back on. So that's basically how I look at the interference. It's just interference.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. That's where I'm coming from at this point in my journey. And yeah, so, and I'm just focusing on creating some new tools for the new that we're going to be experiencing in 2021. So, and I'm working on your transcripts.
Oh, that's right. You are. And Michael will be sending you some more, I think, yeah. Shortly. That's good. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And that's a real journey. So I get lots of journeys listening to them. I'm doing them all over again. So yeah.
Wow.
That, so I'm just up here in the stars now after listening to all your transcripts.
So at some point,
my feet are on the earth. My feet are on the earth. So
maybe someday you'll bring the stars back to earth.
Oh yes, exactly. I think that we are. They're already here. They're already here in our heart. We all came from the stars. We're all stars.
Yes, we are. Thank you, dear, very much for sharing that.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to mute myself.
Anybody on the phone like to share? Unmute yourself, those on the phone. We will start our meditation. Oh, in just a little bit, because it's on the hour. All right, I will mention here, we're in a beta test with the mentorship program. So right now, I will take a few more beta test folks that wish to have some mentoring done one-on-one on Zoom. And we are working on some kind of a group mentoring program. And we'll have probably four tiers, four different levels. And the last level is actually the best. That's what I'm looking forward to. So those are the ones that, those maybe 12 people, because I don't think I want to take more than 12 people and work with them really intently over a 1 or 2 year period. I don't know if I want any more than that. So we'll just say it's going to be limited to 12 people, first 12 people that sign up, maybe. Anyway, that will be the advanced level of mentoring you through the ascension process, through the path of initiation, through your different levels of mastery. So it's completely different than any kind of a healing session you could imagine. And part of it's going to be spontaneous. I won't know what's going to come through until it comes through. And that's kind of how it's like it's been for me over the decades. Like, I don't realize what I know in a sense until it like comes through and I speak it. And then I realize, wow, where did it come from? So that will be true for you too. You won't know what you know until you start channeling it in a sense for others. Now, the trick is to remember what you said or remember what came through your voice. But anyway, and the first level of mentorship on a group level, I think it's going to be open to the public and will probably work with the foundation level of knowing why you're here, knowing your life purpose, and giving you the concepts to work to heal your body and your emotions and your belief systems. Okay, but anyway, probably within 2 months, we'll have the program down and we'll be offered officially. So if any of you guys want a one-on-one private mentoring, just email me. The newsletter came out tonight on this. So do check it out maybe tomorrow morning. All right, let's get with the meditation. Make sure that you're muted. Okay, let's gather yourselves, collect yourselves, activate the four pillars of light, call in the Council of 14, and you're also going to call in the Council of 12, or the power of 12, the Council of 8, or the power of 8, the infinity, as above, so below, and the Council of 3, or the Holy Trinity. This is on a galactic level. So we're moving past even the fifth dimension and going into the deeper levels of the galactic. Okay, invite your inner child, your guardian angel. Okay, we're going to invite some family members. So invite some family members to receive this activation. Those of your family members that are ready. So we say some of your family members. Okay. And of course, your pets. You're going to call in the Archangel Raphael for your pets. Beautiful feminine Archangel. Going to bring little Christmas holiday gifts to your pets. Okay, I want you to feel your soul group surrounding you. Call in Metatron's cube. Call in the octahedron. And call in, activate your Merkaba. Okay, opening up your Akashic records. Okay, let's take in the light of the I Am, run it through the body, run it through the chakra system, your meridians, your nadis. Run it through your endocrine system, your immune system, your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, that is your lungs, your bones, your skeletal structure. Run it through your nervous system. Palms facing upwards on your lap. envision holding a golden sphere of light and a silver sphere of light. And allow these spheres to naturally balance your chakra system. Completely disengaging from the collective astral plane, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, the chaos of your country, your city, your county, your neighborhood. Disengaging from your pain body, your emotional body, and your intellect. Breathe your consciousness through the symbolic eye of the needle into the heart of God. And from this place, deep within, download into your physical brain and your crown chakra all that you need to move through this lockdown with ease and joy and grace and blessings. Choosing to move through all of these earth changes with dignity and with an internal sense of sovereignty. And balance. Allow your brain to reset. It's going to begin to reset for the new year. It's going to begin to reset to receive the energies of this month, the 12-12 portal. Winter solstice, the eclipse at the end of the month. And the two remaining and very last planetary light meditations. Allow the brain to reset, to recalibrate, to receive the full benefit from these events, planetary events. All right, we're going to call in your guides from the seventh dimension. And for those of you that need a clearing of your space, invoke the power now for your space to be and remain very clear of all levels of interference. Of all levels of density and heaviness, of unconsciousness, take a deep breath and let it go. Bring in the light into your body that becomes so strong and so powerful that it will withstand and repel all levels of negativity and darkness in any universe, in any dimension, in any reality, in any matrix. Now begin to bring forth from the unconscious any subtle fears or memories about using your superpowers. And any potential effects upon yourself of using your superpowers. So basically, this would be your resistance to owning all of your power and abilities, talents and gifts and wisdom. Now, imagine and actually do this energetically. Imagine that you are bigger than any problem in your life, that you are bigger than any situation in your life that's causing you stress, that you are bigger than any perceived sense of loss or abandonment. In any and all memories of being punished. And allow these memories to just simply fade away. To dissipate into thin air. That they have no power over you. That you are bigger than any perceived pain or trauma, stress, anxiety, or depression. That you are bigger than any medical problem in your body. That you are bigger than any financial stress that you are imagining. And that you are as big as God created you to be. Breathe into that knowing and now feel that. We will allow about 5 minutes of silence for you to experience how God created you to be in your full potential as of this moment. Go even deeper. Finish up and begin to gather your focus. Now in your mind's eye, imagine that you are this huge quantum wave that is building in the quantum. Much like how a tsunami begins to build in the oceans after a big quake. And from this place deep within the quantum, you're becoming this huge quantum wave of transformation and enlightenment. And you as the wave are riding through the ethers of time and space back to the earth plane, back into your room and your physical body. And you're riding this wave as the wave, this huge quantum energy wave. It's moving through the dimensions into lower and lower density towards the earth plane. And as you reach the atmosphere of the earth, you as this wave begins to disperse into millions and millions and millions of droplets, a little tiny quantum droplets of light that are being sprinkled and showered upon the earth. And each droplet, as it touches the physical earth, is blessing that part of the earth that it touches. And these droplets are touching all countries and all peoples and all the oceans and lakes and rivers and mountaintops and forests and beaches, deserts, rainforests. And each droplet is blessing the land, is blessing the elemental life upon the planet, the nature spirits, the fairy kingdom, and even inner earth. And allow these droplets of light to be given unconditionally to the earth as your way of saying thank you for my incarnation, and thank you for allowing my incarnation and presence to be here on the earth at this very important time in our galactic history. Now remember the pathway to this quantum wave that is you in the very depths of the quantum. In this space, you can tune into it anytime. Your brain now has the memory and has the neural pathways to create this opening again for the body. And the next time you do this, do it for your physical body and for your emotions and your mind and your energy field. And do this for yourself every day. Breathing deeply into the light as the light. Coming back more awake, more alert, more alive, more present. Feeling now the generation of joy and unconditional love surging through your nervous system and through your spine. Infusing all your organs with more light, more chi, more vitality, and more balance. Allow the brain to receive this. Receive it deep into your heart center, into the still point. Let's reground with the sacred heart of the earth. Knowing you walk upon the earth, but are not of it. And you cast no shadows upon the ground. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Bring those balls of light together that are in the palms of your hands and put it into your chest, physically with your hands. Breathe deeply. Remember the power of the 23rd Psalm. And remember the biblical saying, by the grace of God go I. Let's give thanks for all assistance given, not only for this membership call, but for all of the membership calls. And we thank those that are not present physically for your participation in this membership program. Your presence has been acknowledged and appreciated. Now allow this energy to continue, that's running in your body, to continue to run until complete. And then we'll move to the next level and it will run again like a spiral that keeps on spiraling, rung after rung after rung. As Yeshua has said, there is always another step to take. Many blessings from Asheville.